Shalom Dodi, I know I have said thank you for listening in other segments before. This is Nade but LL Yon. My email is nadeni1@gmail.com. And I am reaching out to you to tell you how grateful I am to you and to say thank you for listening to my podcast, for sending me emails, and for talking to me and for supporting me. And if you haven't been able to support me, it is okay, but just know that when you support me, you are helping to spread the gospel all over the world. And now, the coming of Messiah, our Elohim, it's very, very near. It's very, very soon with all that is going on around the world. So when you support me, you are supporting the ministry of the kingdom. I pray that you get blessed in this coming year, that all the things that you didn't receive in this year, He will be gracious to you and He will provide them for you. I pray that you don't give up, that you stand up, you hold your head up high and believe in whatever it is that you have planned to do. Stand your ground against the enemy. Don't let him win. Know that you are more than conqueror. You can do anything. You just have to put your mind to it and you will get there. You will get there. Don't worry about who is ahead of you or who is behind you. Just worry about your own steps. As you take your step, one step at a time, you don't see it, but one day you will open your eyes or you will get to that place and you will be like, how did I get here? Because He's with you. He is a mighty, terrible one. And whatever it is that you need, He has given it to you. And right now, I'm sending this special message to my lovely listeners everywhere. If you are sick right now, I want you to follow the sound of my voice. I command every sickness to leave your body. I am taking hold of shield and buckler. I am taking the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I am standing and I'm telling that enemy to back off out of your life. Whatever it is, whatever spiritual altars are in your life, whatever wickedness is plaguing you, whatever divination, enchantment is coming against you, they have no power over you. Your God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think or ask. And today, I want you to say to yourself, today all things are possible because He has made me live to see today. You are in the land of the living, beloved. Don't go and hide. Don't go and crawl under some space because something horrible is happening to you. Something horrible is happening every day to all of us. But we choose to have faith. We choose to see the goodness in the Lord. We choose to see His graciousness, His gratefulness, His mercies, His tender loving kindness. He has given you life. And let me tell you something. Whatever is happening to you this very moment, I want you to have faith that it's going to change. Your situation is not permanent. Your situation is not over until He says it is over. Now, get up from that bed. Roll out yourself. Brush that teeth. Wash your face. If you can't do anything and all you can do today is just sit up, then sit up, my beloved. Sit up. If you have to stand, just stand. If you have to walk 2 steps, then take those 2 steps. If you can walk 5, 10, 1 mile, then do that. If you have to just run. For some of you, you can't even crawl. For some of you, you can't even do anything. You are just betting your eye to say yes and no. I command you to get out, snap out of that paralysis in the name of Yeshua. I come against every family curses. I break those curses. I destroy them in the name of Yeshua. Because the word of God said, He sent His word and it healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Therefore, if you have supported this ministry in any way, in any form or shape, then this gift is yours. Because Yeshua said, if even anyone give you a cup of water, in His kingdom He will reward you. So when you support this ministry, you know that the healing that comes out of this ministry, the goodness that comes out of this ministry, the gratefulness that comes out of this ministry is touching you. As I speak, my voice is touching your voice. According to Matthew 18:18, Everything that we bound on this earth is bound in heaven. Everything we lose in this earth has been loosed in heaven. And if two people come together as touching anything, whatever they agree upon, it will be done in heaven. And right now, my voice is touching your ears, right? You can hear my voice. And at the sound of my voice, I command everything that is broken in your life, everything that has caused you stress, everything that has caused you depression, everything that has made you feel hopeless, I command it to cease and desist right now. Break in the name of Yeshua. I command healing to take over your body right now. Now begin to feel the power of the Holy Spirit in your body, in your being. I don't care whatever your situation is, whether it's terminal cancer, whether it is diabetes, whether it is stroke, whether it is heart disease, whatever the condition is, whether it is myasthenia gravis diseases, whether it is Lou Gehrig's disease, whatever sickness, if it has a name, the name that is above every other name has the ability to break it. The name of Yeshua is a strong tower. The name of Yeshua is amazing. The name of Yeshua delivers, restores, and brings everything anew. Right now, I am commanding that broken spirit within you to begin to strengthen itself. I command you not to commit suicide today in the name of Yeshua, because I'm breaking the spirit of suicide over you. I'm breaking the spirit of helplessness over you. I'm breaking the spirit of hopelessness over you. Beloved, you are so loved that you were wonderfully and fearfully created by the Most High. According to Psalm 139, do you know that even before you were born, He had a plan for your life? So today, tell that enemy to back off. Stand your ground. Receive your healing. Don't take no for an answer. Keep on pounding. Keep on pushing. Keep on standing your ground until you receive nothing but that answer that you seek. Ask and it shall be given, and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. According to the book of John 15. Do you understand that when God says, ask and ye shall receive, John 14:14, He meant it. So today, what is your problem? Is it financial? Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it health? Whatever it is that you desire, according to Mark 11:23-24. If you do not doubt, and you tell this mountain to move into the ocean, it will move and it will fall in it. You have to believe it in order for you to receive. Text me those miracles, those testimonies, because our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us, world without end. Beloved, snap out of your situation. I know you can't help yourself. I know, Nade, you don't understand. Oh, yes, I do understand. I do understand. I know what it feels like to not want to wake up out of bed and just want to hide in that bed. But you know what? That bed is not going to dictate my life to me. I'm going to get up. I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to jump. And if I can't brush my teeth, so what? I'm going to walk around and do one thing that I didn't do yesterday. And then the next day you do another thing that you didn't do the day before. And the next thing you'll be doing one at a time. God is not going to come from heaven to come and help you. But He will use you to get yourself out of it. He will bring people into your life to change your situations. Don't be too proud. Don't be too proud to receive help. When you get help, that is God sending His messenger to come and give you what you need. Take it and be grateful and tithe on it. Tithe on whatever it is God gives you. And then praise Him. Show Him gratitude. Show Him love. Let Him know that you love Him above all things. Without Him, you can do nothing. He is your friend. He is your savior. He is your healer. He is your restorer. He is the lifter of your head. So right now, I am commanding everything that is not right in your life to cease and desist. Now I want you to repeat after me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, say this over and over and over and over until you believe it, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Shalom. I'm Nade Bat El Elyon. My email is naadeini1@gmail.com. I also have an Outlook, the same naadeini1@outlook.com. And my Cash App is $VNKOTEY. And beloved, subscribe, share everywhere, notify, and let's share the gospel. You can support right on this page. You click it, you see where it says you want to support. Support me anyhow. Let me hear your stories and tell me which part of the world you are in. And thank you. I hear all of you who are listening to me from all over the world. I see people listening to me from France, the United States, Ukraine, Malaysia, UK, Trinidad, Ghana, different places. And if I haven't mentioned your name, text me and let me know where you are coming from and where you are listening to me and what app you are listening to me on, whether you're on Google Apps or any of those things, or iTunes or Spotify or whatever it is you are doing. I love you, beloved, and I wish you a very, very happy new year. And I pray this year is going to be your best year yet. In Yeshua's mighty name, Shalom. Now, beloved, if you haven't written to me or you haven't reached out to me, I encourage you to do so. Because when you do so, you are defeating the work of the enemy. The word of God says they defeated the enemy by the testimonies of their words. So I have set aside a number specifically for testimonies, for you to leave messages, for you to text me on and let me know what is going on. And that is also why I give you my email, so I know what is going on with you and where you are reaching or listening to me from. So that number is 402-541-6318. 402-541-6318. Beloved, even if you call and nobody answers, you can leave a message. And if you cannot leave a message, you can text me on this number, or you can WhatsApp me on this number, and I can receive your WhatsApp everywhere. This is my WhatsApp number for you to reach out to me and to let me know directly what God is doing in your life and how He's changing your life through this podcast, and how you are sharing and subscribing and clicking your notification signs to let you know when a new podcast comes up. I pray that you are doing well. This is Nade Bat El Elyon, nadeni1@gmail.com or nadeni1@outlook.com. naadeini1@outlook.com. My Cash App is VNKOTEY. But remember to put a dollar sign in the front. So a dollar sign, the letter V, the letter N, the letter K, the letter O, the letter T, the letter E, the letter Y. VNKOTE. Shalom and have a wonderful day. And I hope you listen to the next segment. Shalom.